Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon here in the studio, and Mason Dixon not in the studio is...
Tina Goodrich.
Tina Goodrich from Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich.
Hey,
she was unable
everybody.
To make it in. So good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning. I'm only an arm reach away.
Only, well, then you should have been here. But so what's going on in your world?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about supply and demand mm-hmm. and what that's doing to the market.
Okay.
What do you think that's doing to the market, Mason? Supply and demand.
There's little supply, Mason. Let that be your hint.
If there's little supply, that means demand is high.
And that means it's a seller's market.
Yes. Seller.
That's
so,
what that means.
So we're back to a seller's market, which is a pretty quick change because it wasn't long ago when it was certainly a buyer's market.
Yeah, we teeter-tottered that buyer seller's market. It never really transitioned into a full buyer's market. The supply had went away shortly after that teeter-totter, and that supply and demand has driven the prices up.
Yeah.
So our prices, as you can see, just in our area, have, 500 and up in the city limits of South Haven. And that there's just nothing available, which means the baby boomers are not moving. They are sticking where they're at. Why?
Well, there's room in Florida.
They can't replace it.
No.
There's flooding in Florida.
They are. I mean, physically flooding or flooding too many people?
Physically flooding.
Oh.
Yeah, I just seen, but there's a huge flood in Fort Lauderdale going on right now. First time in 23 years.
Really?
Yeah, what will that do to the market? Everybody will be rushing to Michigan.
I doubt it. We still have the same governor. That hasn't changed.
I don't know.
We still have Detroit. We still have Detroit dictating policy for the rest of the state. So that's not going to change.
All this beautiful farmland to offer, which I'm looking at right now. I mean, we have some of the best farmland in Michigan.
Really? It's sandy soil. It's good if you're growing fruit, but it's sandy soil in some places.
We got lots of corn.
No, the corn is so small, Rob Dog. You should get out there and travel throughout the Midwest where they got black dirt.
That's all field corn.
The corn grows so much higher.
Our sweet corn here is better than anywhere on this earth.
No.
There is some really nice black dirt out here in the Ganges, Fenville area, which there's a lot of farms in this area, which is like out by the Todd Farm, mm-hmm. 118th, 120th. There's some big farms out here, and there's a lot of black dirt, but I would imagine we have agriculture of everything, potatoes, Latchaw's Farm.
Yeah, grapes.
They are huge.
Arugula.
They do. Yeah, all that is. And we're huge in wine country in this area, which has made our properties very valuable in the Fenville area.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, we've had a huge movement in Fenville from Holland for the last year, and that alone has driven prices up.
All doing it for the wine.
Well, it's just,
Fen Valley.
Again, I'm looking at farmland this morning out in this area. Fortunately, my daughter got a farm out in this area.
How much did she pay for it?
She got almost 3 acres with a beautiful two-bedroom house, two-bath. She got that for $285,000.
Wow, under $300,000, but only 3 acres.
Who did she use as an agent?
She used me as her agent.
But I don't think you can call it a farm if it's only 3 acres. That's
sure
a pretty
can.
Tiny farm.
Well, you got a barn?
What's really nice about it, it does. It has a small shed, garden shed. But what this 2.5 acres has is established gardens, such as, your typical tomato, corn, and peppers. Potatoes.
She gonna grow any peonies?
Strawberries. Yep. She's gonna start her flowers. So she's gonna be growing some peonies.
Boy, oh boy, Mason, can you explain why that's so funny?
Those will be part of her bouquet from two dogs and a flower.
She has peonies, but you have peonies.
Yes, she has peonies.
All right.
Not yet.
Inside joke, unless you've been part of the listen to the show for the last 3 years. Well, peonies was a big joke once. Yes.
Yes. So.
All right. So supply and demand.
Supply and demand, definitely.
In a seller's market here, but I mean, does that look like that's going to stay a seller's market for a while?
Yeah, that's the trend right now, is that the baby boomers are staying where they're at. Of course, you know, it's kind of hard to cash in your property when there's nothing else available and the prices are higher than what you let your property go for.
Yeah, I wonder who else has done that. Isn't that like you? You don't have any place to go and you're getting rid of the asylum in?
Yeah, that's kind of like us.
So, well, and I said teasing the other day, so thank God your daughter bought a place.
We're actually waiting for that right place in the right location.
Yeah.
So we got some time. We do have some time after, of course, the asylum closed. We're still in the due diligence for the asylum in.
Sure. I put you in touch with my landlord. You could buy that property as long as you let me live there.
Rob gets
the
house.
You could probably buy that on a land contract if you offered it.
Yeah, not so much. There are some extenuating circumstances that will prevent that.
Well, I'm sure something will come along your way that's meant to be. It's always,
someday,
you know, one of those. This just wasn't meant to be.
It has. It's called a new office at the Canone building.
Hey, all he has to do is put in a bed and a couple more kitchen appliances, and he's set.
I can't.
Can you put an apartment down below?
No.
You can always live on the first floor, they say.
I can't live here. There, it's not.
There's zoning laws, Tina.
Yeah, it can't be. But that's okay. I mean, I work out here at 9, 10 o'clock. I go home and watch a little Netflix for an hour, fall asleep, get up, and come back. So basically, I just sleep somewhere else now.
Yeah, it's an awesome studio. Too bad that you couldn't make your apartment somewhere in that big building.
Well, you know, I have a dog, and my dog has the best life
in the
world.
Why don't you bring your dog here?
Because where is he? I mean, I let my dog out the back door without a collar or nothing, and he gets to play in the woods. He's got all these great.
Hey,
he goes to the neighbors. Here is a concrete jungle out back.
I got something to tell you guys.
Yeah, go ahead. You got 10 seconds unless you want to wait till the next segment.
We got a new listener out in Covert. Wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Freitag, retired police officer in Covert, said he listens to our show every Saturday.
Shout out. Thank you very much, sir. But we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Let's Talk Real Estate Time. Tina Goodrich, good morning again, Tina. It's so good to have you on the phone.
Good morning, guys. Yeah. How's it going?
Good. It's, of course, be better to have you here in the studio because it's so much more fun to have you in person.
I know. I couldn't make it this week. You know, my truck has failed me a couple times recently, so it's back in the shop at Rome's. I love that guy.
Yeah. You know, speaking of Rome's, I picked up a huge piece of shrapnel in my car a couple days ago, and I'm driving to go to town. I'm down to, and all of a sudden my warning light comes on. I'm down to 16 pounds in my, and it happened just like that. And yeah, I picked up a big piece of shrapnel, went to Rome's and said, "Hey man, when's a good time to bring my car in to patch your tire?" And he goes, "Right now." So they took care of it right then and then. And you know, like that was $35 to patch the car. Gave the guy a $5 tip, which was probably not nearly enough. But yeah, go down there. Those guys are great. Keith is awesome. And I remember as a kid,
they stand behind their work.
Yeah, they do. And you know, and you know, when you talk about reputation and being reputable, I have never got a bill from them. I'm like, wow, that seems too much. It's always, yeah, it's about what I thought it would be, and it's, they're always on the money.
Did you ever go to Rome's when his dad was running it?
You better believe it. I loved Rome. Yeah. Rome was awesome. And, you know, when we used to go there as a kid, my mom would go there, and we'd get filled up, and they always had full service. That was what I wanted to do. I wanted
to
work.
You wanted to be a gas station?
I wanted to work at Rome's and pump gas.
And did you ever do that?
I think everybody's.
I never did that, but I pumped gas a lot. You know, every week or so, I pump some gas.
I loved it that they did that. They still do full service.
They still do for, yeah, that's right. It was always it. I was like, well, I want to do that when I grow up. So that was cool.
Well, and you still can, Rob. Yeah. Are you grown up yet?
Not yet.
Okay. See? So
I think I've missed the boat on that.
I don't know.
Although he Rome probably would let me come in and be get the guest pumper for a day.
Yeah, you can. That'd be a good promo for your radio show, and you can check the oil.
Come get
and
pumped by Rob at Rome's.
Wash the windows.
Yeah, all the tips go for your local, your favorite charity.
That's Rob. Huh?
That's Rob charity.
That's me. I'm my biggest charity, okay. I tell you that.
All right, well, back to real estate.
All right, back to real estate.
I did want to talk about back to the 50s. You know, we have that still on the market, and I wanted to share with everybody that that is being offered on a land contract. We talked about land contracts. A lot of times you can see them in commercials.
Mm-hmm.
And land contract means that the owner owns it free and clear, no lender involved. The only way a seller can sell it on a land contract. So I did some numbers that I thought I would share.
Please.
He's at $399,000.
Yep.
If you were to do a 20% down, which is $80,000, with your taxes and insurance, the payment came out to $2,800. I didn't think that was too bad. So $2,800 on $399,000 on a land contract, 20% down. That gets the seller through his fees and
is that for
puts
15
a little bit
years?
Of money in his pocket. That would be on a 20-year note.
20-year, okay.
Yeah. Most
that's
commercial ranch.
That's a lot of Italian
years.
Beefs, though. You got
that's a lot of Italian beefs and burgers. That's for sure.
And the thing to consider is a lot of them seniors, they're getting a cheaper deal at senior services for lunch, too. So you got to.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised what a restaurant like Ernie's can bring in on a weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That place is packed.
But I do know some restaurants. $30,000 to $40,000 on a weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, is he going to open up if he doesn't sell this year?
He is. Ernie opened back up now. So for the buyer, this would be turnkey. He's willing to train you, get you on the grill, show you some of the recipes if you need, depending on what you want to do. There's so many options there. You could run a Polish restaurant.
I'm sure there'd be a lot of very
Mexican drive-in
happy people if they just kept the same menu and kept the same quality
or
of product.
Just run it just like the 50s, like he's doing now. And there's an opportunity for somebody who is a chef or wants to start their own business, but yet can't get lending approval.
Chef Mason,
this
how's that sound?
Offered on a land contract.
I ain't working in no restaurant.
No.
Wow.
No? You have to love it.
Yeah, you'd have to.
You have to love it.
Well, and that's kind of, I think, the secret to a happy life for anything is you got to love what you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
I drove by there, and I ain't too confident that they're going to be able to grow grass in that soccer field that they tore up 2 years ago. And it ain't looking like it's going to be ready this year.
I haven't really checked that out lately. I just know that that has prevented the dispensaries of coming into back to the 50s because it's too close to the school.
Oh, ain't that interesting?
Because
it is South Haven Charter Township, right?
Yeah, you know, there's still people out there that are looking for a place to do a dispensary in South Haven, but there's limited space where you can put one. There's a zoned area which looks like
it's from Blue Star to the highway on M-140.
By Myers.
No, on M-140.
M-140?
Yeah, that
down
whole,
by Myers Coffee Pot.
Yeah, that whole line
that
from the freeway down to like a Blue Star is what they've opened up.
I didn't see that on that map.
Where did you see?
They sent me was not included. All it was over by Exit 20, which was Phoenix and that area, like the old Big Wheel lot where Dunham's is at in there. Behind Barden's is an empty lot, possibly there. That was in the zone.
That ain't considered city limits.
But, you know, I've never really talked to them directly about what is and where is, except to the dispensaries to do their homework. They know where they can go, and there's not a lot available in South Haven.
Tell Dozer to be quiet.
That dog catch that rabbit?
They're running down this beautiful farm. Uh-huh. They love it.
Oh, I bet they do.
They absolutely love it. They do. We all do.
I bet. All right, well, we have to take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more Real Estate Talk with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Boondog Show. Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
This year's race at Mason-Dixon at your service. At your service, you ask? Yeah, buddy. See, I bet y'all can use a little pep in your step, a little zest in your fest, and something new for the barbecue. I can entertain your guests, energize your meetings, MC your wedding or special event, and I won't drink up all your beer. No siree, I'm a highly respected professional, and to find out how you can hire me in 2023, send an email to raceandmasondixon@yahoo.com and check out raceandmason.com. That's RACINMASON.com.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Mason Dixon here in the studio, and Tina Goodrich on the phone this morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning to those that are just tuning in.
About real estate. Yeah, yes. Ironically, we were just talking about Back to the 50s for $399,000 is what Ernie's Back to the 50s is. That includes, you know, the restaurant, turnkey, everything for $399.
Yeah, somebody please buy it and keep it the same.
Yeah.
Please.
Let's see if we can get some new blood in there. So, yeah, give me a call on that one.
And if you change it, we promise we won't boycott.
I thought, you know, well, I have that $399,000 on my plate here, right, and I added a one in front of it. That's the price of the Monroe Manor.
Bam. And you said that might be
$399,000
that they may do a land contract there.
And that one also, he will entertain a land contract.
Did you?
And again, we know what land contracts mean. That's you're dealing directly with the seller.
Yeah.
The bank's not involved. You don't have to do appraisals if you don't want to.
Did you do number crunching on that one? You got a monthly payment for us?
We did a number crunch on that one by adding one in front of the 399, which is 1.399. And if you did 20% down, that's 1.1. On a 30-year note, which you might possibly get, $9,500.
Wow.
$9,500 down?
$9,500.
Or $9,500 a month.
$9,500 a month. But you do a lot of weddings across the street at Black River Barn.
You can do $9,500 on one wedding. One wedding is $10,000 today. Easy $10,000.
So really, to be profitable, you really need to make most of your money in a weekend, one weekend, and then the rest of it is is adding on.
Well, you do, in South Haven, we have that 6 to 8 weeks of short-term rentals. And anything after that, you might get a couple weeks in June for June weddings, and you might get those last 2 weeks of August, which a lot of times our colleges are back, teachers are back, and so those last 2 weeks of August can be a little weak.
Yeah.
But you still can get 6 to 8 weeks of long-term rental here. I mean, not long-term, but that weekly rental. And then after that, it's weekends. Strong weekend rentals here. That's why our market for short-term rentals is so strong. Yeah. And the permits are all gone.
Yeah, you got the last three, right?
You know what we need in South Haven?
We got the last three.
Oh, yeah, we need a
brothel. that would be nice.
Hey, is there anything in the zoning laws about turning the Monroe Manor into a brothel?
I don't know the legal terms for that one. That's for sure. I think you'd have to check in with your township supervisor on that one.
All right. That's a whorehouse is what the real. Do you remember that movie? It was the best little whorehouse in Texas.
I remember the title.
Yeah, I never seen the movie, I don't think. If I did, I was way too young. Sorry about that. I regress. Let's get back to the Monroe Manor.
I'm sure we probably have had a brothel in South Haven before, wouldn't you think?
Why would they ever close it down?
I'd be interested in hearing the history of that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would be an interesting
history. You should do a documentary on that, Rob.
Doreen Bartholomew would be a good one to research that. Okay. Was there ever one in South Haven?
South Haven really does need a documentary, too.
And Moondog Productions can provide you the services if anyone wants to pay for it.
But not for free, which is most what people in South Haven want.
Well, not all of us.
Okay, good.
Some of us do pay for our website.
That's right. And the things that you need. And
our shows.
Yes. And I appreciate that greatly.
That's Let's Talk Real Estate. People are tuning in. I, again, had another new listener that told me he just by introducing, I didn't even introduce Mark introduced us. And he said, aren't you the lady on the radio? I said, yes, I am. He
radio
goes,
lady.
Well, we listen to you every Saturday. You're on the right time when I'm in my vehicle.
Yeah.
So he said he loves just kind of hearing about the local news. So I'll have to do some real estate on Covert.
Right.
I thought did some. I thought you sold a farm or a hay field or something down
there.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. We did.
Hey, did you ever sell that place on what's that, 20th? What's that, 380? CR 380?
No, that one did not sell. That one had a lot of work that needed to be done on it, and I think the seller decided to take it back off the market and get some of the work done, which two of the main things were the septic and well.
Your sign on 16th Avenue at the vacant lot, the wooded lot, has a hole in it.
Well, from a gun somebody shot?
No.
Was you target practicing?
Yeah. I drive by it every day and try to hit it.
Well, I just recently put the sign back in and noticed the hole in there, so I will update that sign.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's 16th Avenue. What a wonderful lot that is.
That would be. It's. I mean, for one, you're right close to Bob's, so you can have good meats. But it's. I mean, well, you're only two and a half, three minutes from town. And you're far enough away that you're not in town.
And, you know, I advertised that that wooded lot's been owned by the same family for at least 50 years. So there's some nice, strong timber in there that you could either log or be private in the back. Build your driveway nice and long and around the back.
Right. And some say there's millions of dollars of buried treasure on that property somewhere.
And you never know. It's been the same family for over 50 years. And she said, sell it, Tina. I said, it's going to sell.
It will. Hopefully soon. All right. You've got 30 seconds here, Tina.
All right. So if you want to get a hold of me anytime, text 269-759-1076. You can always find me on social media, List with Tina, Let's Talk Real Estate. And, of course, you can always listwithtina.net and listen to our previous podcast.
Absolutely. So very good, Tina. I know things are a little tight as far as supply and all that good stuff, but we know how the market works. Pretty soon summer's coming around and people,
the great seller's market,
that's
really
right,
is.
They might break through and decide to sell and we'll have a big big
if you
exodus
list
here.
Your property, you need to get a hold of me.
There you go. Get a hold of Tina. Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich, Mason Dixon.
All right, folks, I want to thank you for listening in today. If you missed any of the show or want to go back and hear it again or any of the other episodes, go to moondogshow.com. If you need some video needs, like for that documentary on South Haven, go to moondogpro.net. Trussenbirdband.com is where you get Rob Bird's music, as well as hodfilm.com for that House of David Life Everlasting award-winning film. And want to thank our commercial sponsors and advertisers, including ufctreecare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, and Pure Salon and Spa.
Yeah.
I also want to thank our favorite organizations for doing what they do, drawing children into reading. That's DCIR.org and Senior Services of Van Buren County. And don't forget about me. You can find me at racingmason.com. And on the count of three, we all going to howl at the moondog. Here we go. One, two, three. Ow!
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023.